Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Look at that shot, Alan.
Let's go.
Oh, it looks great.
Let's go.
It's a beautiful morning in New York City.
For now.
For now. It's going to be hot today in New York City as we're getting closer and closer to summer.
How hot? Like 90 degrees? If we just skip over spring.
Why didn't we have spring? We've had a pretty good spring.
No, it was like a fake spring.
It was a fake spring. Yeah.
It was still snowing in April.
Key and I are wearing sweaters outside.
Yes, it was still snowing in April. Look at your weather.
I don't want to.
It was snowing in April. I'm just the beginning of April.
Beginning of April. We had snow.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Now my poor son went to the beach on Sunday with his buddies. He was up all night with sunburn.
Beach? What beach?
The beach out on the island. Somewhere on Long Island.
The island.
Man, you just say the beach.
A river.
Long Island, it's just the beach.
A river with sand in front.
If the whole thing's an island, so there's a beach everywhere you go.
Leave our beaches alone, Key.
Man, that's a river with sand in front.
What? No, that's
Don't do that. It's the ocean. It's a river with sand in front.
Wait, you're a bougie Hamptons guy. You know that's ocean.
It's brown water.
Little ditch planes. You go out there on the board.
Brown water. Hey, Key.
You got that cabana this weekend coming up?
Oh.
You got that
did
cabana?
Did you get it? I know you got the cabana.
Come on. I'm not going to tell people where you're going, but I know you got the cabana. I know how you're
rolling. Not going to say where.
You know what I mean?
Put it this way. If it rains, which it's supposed to.
You're covered.
No, I'm not going to sit in the rain.
But it's
going to rain on Saturday. No. I don't think Sunday's rain.
But don't worry about all that. If it rains, I got a different plan.
You wearing all white? You wearing all white?
No, man.
On Memorial Day weekend, we down in Miami. You going to wear all white?
Some linen.
Anyway, your son did what at the beach?
Well, he got a terrible sunburn. Terrible. I mean, when it's this bad, it's like you got a scratch, but you can't because it only makes it worse. It drives you crazy. Like I had to put mittens on.
He didn't put the that stuff. What do y'all wear?
Sunblock.
Yeah.
You forgot the name of sunblock?
No, I was trying to think of the SPF 40, 90, 80, whatever that stuff.
1,000. He probably needs 1,000.
My kids wear it. I don't wear it.
Yeah, Key doesn't wear sunblock.
Don't wear it. Don't need it.
I wear sunblock because my wife is like, put on sunblock. But as a kid,
it's
growing
also
up,
your
I never
skin,
wore
like
sunblock.
You don't want, you know, like it can damage your skin. Like you don't want
man,
that
you see
either.
The skin?
Your skin is actually pretty impeccable.
Man, come on, man.
I gotta be honest. Where I grew up, my mom wasn't like, "Hey, make sure you put on your sunblock before." She was like, "Just go out,
yeah,
go
I
run."
I never.
Go.
Yeah, back then,
my wife
we weren't doing that to you when you were a kid.
When we
back
go
then.
Play, you know, we go to like Cabo or Hawaii or some of these places that's really like scorching hot. Mm. My wife will come and try to put it on me. I don't want it on me. I see them dudes how they look walking around with that stuff on their face.
My kids
they
look like
rub it,
that's
they
what I'm
rub
saying.
It in on their nose.
My kids look like Casper when they're running around. Like, poor kid got the lights all over everywhere.
I don't want that on me.
You want to get a little bit of color, right? Like a little
I'm
bit?
I'm going to get color. Look
we
at
have,
me, man.
You, but you we talk, have color. But you
yes, about that, I'm going to I'm going to turn dark and a little red when the scent. I'm going to do that.
Right.
As I tell my wife's family.
I'm mixed up with a lot of stuff, you know.
I am this color for life. We are good with the tan. I'm good.
You're all set.
I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's my people that in the summer comes and all of a sudden it's like we got to get real. We got to get dark. Yeah,
it's my
people that look like me.
What does that mean?
It means people that look like me.
Did you
people that are fair skinned.
But see, you know what the problem is.
Very sensitive
though,
to the sun. And apparently my son, who's a hockey player who belongs in Canada, very sensitive to the sun.
Tell
him. He's taping up his hands like, stop scratching.
Tell him I said, Uncle Keyshawn said, stay out of the damn sun.
Yeah, that's a good rule.
You don't need it.
No.
You get a little bit, and that's it. Just don't. You don't need to be frying.
You don't think 7 hours out at the beach was a good idea?
If you can lay out at the beach, but be under the umbrella.
Depends. What were you seeing for 7 hours?
Hey, look, he told me. Oh, we were just playing spike ball. I'm like, yeah, that's all you were doing.
Exactly. Whatever. He's grown. Whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
But take care of yourself by not sitting out there baking. Because I've seen some of those people that sit out there for a long time.
Lobsters.
I can't.
Not only lobsters, they look like basketballs. The skin. It's
all pebbly.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not good.
Look like the lady that was in Something About Mary. Just sit out there. Just you don't need that in your life, man.
Now that's a visual I did not need at 6 o'clock in the morning. But I'm sure the visual that you saw last night, Key, as we'll get to Straight Talk, by the way, Straight Talk Wireless, with Anthony Davis and the Lakers, LeBron James. You know LeBron, after a playoff loss, is averaging 30 points a game in his career? After a playoff loss, he steps it up.
Well, and Anthony Davis, I'm sure, probably has similar numbers.
30, 10. Well, I don't know about his playoff, but 30, 10, and 5 assists. First time in his career that he's done that. He got to the free throw line a ton They got into foul trouble. No Chris Paul for the Suns. The crowd, again, a big crowd in Phoenix.
Yeah, well,
loud
Phoenix
and proud and everything else. But the Lakers even up the series. And Anthony Davis talked about stepping up. But he didn't need to be told he had to step up. He didn't need LeBron to say anything.
We've been together for a while now. He don't have to be in my ear. He saw it on my face. We didn't talk much, you know, at all today. You know, I think the first time we talked when we got to the arena. And we just, I mean, he just knows. You know, I know I can't have my team in that position with my performance. And but, you know, since last year, he's always been on me about perfection. You know, playing hard, playing through environments like this. And so it's paying off, you know. But, you know, I got to the point where I don't need Bron to come and tell me what I need to do. I know now.
Yeah, yeah, straight talk, but straight talk wireless, no contract, no compromise. I mean, is he grow? Is that maybe the example of him growing into what a star is supposed to be in a big spot?
That doesn't necessarily mean that. It just means that you've self-evaluated yourself when you've had a stinker. You could clearly. I don't need you to tell me I had a bad show.
Yeah.
I don't need you to come and tell me something I already know. As a professional athlete, that is the one thing that for us we hate. Is when you try and correct me on something I already know. Like, I can read what people are saying about me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Jay Will said this, Keyshawn said that, you said something. I don't need you to tell me that. So in order to change that, I got to get my butt on the blocks, and I got to power down. And that's what he did early on. You could physically tell that he was, okay, I saw it early on. I'm like, okay, so he is responding to the criticism over the last several days about how soft he played in his style of play. So he backed it down, and no matter what, whether he was going to get into foul trouble or whatever the case is, he was going to go out a champion.
Jay, what did you see different in his game from game one to game two? Because I saw a player who was a lot more, I'm not going to say physical.
Aggressive.
Definitely going toward the rim instead of fading from it.
Well, you know, I think the reason why both Key and I were frustrated at the stinker game, the first game, it wasn't because of the numbers. Like, everybody has bad shooting nights here and there. But sometimes with AD, it's about the effort. It's about the mentality. Last night, we saw aggressive AD. When AD is aggressive, keep that AD all the time. That's the AD we want to see all the time.
Because
that's
motor.
Who AD – and that's what the greats are able to do. That's what the LeBron James is, the Michael Jordan is. These guys are able to do. They're able to keep that mentality all the time. And you see that in the number of post-ups he had last night, which was he had zero post-ups in game one.
Amazing.
Zero post-ups in game one. And he worked inside out. When they play AD inside out, that's as good as this team can be.
And that's why I say he's a guy in those first games or so in playoffs. It's like he sticks his toe in the water to gauge the temperature to kind of get a feel for it. Instead
like
of
just
jump in.
Instead
jump
of just saying, you know what? You know, because what happens to us in our eyes when we see players that got this type of talent, you don't call them soft. They're not aggressive when they need to be. And it took him to have a loss and for people to kind of go at him, for him to sit back in his hotel room or whatever, his house, and sit there and go, or better hotel because it's Phoenix, sit back and probably look at SportsCenter over and over and over again. And no, because people, don't matter what they tell you.
They watch it, man.
They looking at this and
we
they hear it.
I love that. I don't pay attention.
They got the timeline. They got the whole Twitter stuff.
Yeah.
They see all of that. And they sit and they say, okay, I'm going to step up. And I'm sure LeBron, like, yo, dog, whether he wants to admit LeBron ever said something to him, LeBron probably just like, come on, it's time to go. It may not even been a full conversation.
Allen said a couple of free throws. My man had 21 free throw attempts last night.
That's good.
That's great.
Yeah. He had everybody.
You know what that said? That says like
Jay Crowder and
what coaches would say. Coach K was like, get your ass on the block and go to work.
Yeah.
Go to work.
Yeah, Ayton had four fouls. Jay Crowder had four. But then there was a flagrant. I don't know if you saw when he took one shot.
That
he
was early
his leg
on.
Forward,
I don't,
rang the bell.
Well, he kicked him in.
Yeah,
you
that was
ding dong.
They were talking about kicking him out for that. I was like, why would you kick him out for something he didn't intentionally try, even though they said he intentionally did it.
Yeah, no, well, they gave him the flagrant one, which, I mean, unnecessary contact, and everybody cringed.
You
closing out.
They call you fouls a lot of times when you go up to shoot and you kick your leg out because you're trying to create contact, so they're trying to stop people from doing
that. But sometimes you just shoot that way. Sometimes
you just
your leg goes forward when you shoot.
Everybody LeBron James, shoots straight up, right?
23 points, 9 assists, but 4 of 9 from downtown. He had a terrific shooting night. Another thing we'll mention, we'll get into a little bit later, Chris Paul didn't really play much in this game. Only 23 minutes. Shoulder, definitely an issue for him. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number as we'll get the conversation rolling here. Getting into the NFL, there's a silent treatment going on in the league as well. Not just LeBron and AD. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and ESPN2.
The Packers are still kind of trying to work to find a solution.
Green Bay has no leverage. So what if he sits? He'll be fine.
If you're Denver, I would think they would be competing with Kansas City to win the AFC with Aaron Rodgers.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Oh, the story that keeps on giving. We'll get to Aaron Rodgers in a second. Market madness, by the way, guys. So the final results are in for our Sweet 16 matchup in the Aragotes region. We had our 2-3, Coach K versus Larry Fitzgerald. So yesterday when we left the show, Coach K, very comfortable lead. We thought, very unfair to Larry Fitzgerald, right? Out of his market. Yep. He's not well known around the country. And then John Gambadoro retweeted it. Very popular host in Phoenix. And the results are in.
This is Fitzy. Ludicrous.
Coach K had a lead. Like when I went to sleep last night around 9 o'clock, Coach K had a pretty big lead. Mm-hmm. John Gambo retweeted it like right before I went to sleep. And I text Pat, one of our producers on the show, and said, Pat, Larry Fitzgerald is going to take over overnight. I guarantee it. And woke up this morning, and Larry Fitz had a lead, and he just closed it out.
53.6% to 46.4%.
I should have had Duke Basketball reposted. That's on me. I'll take that one for Coach K. Is on me. There's no way Larry Fitzgerald is beating Coach K. 5 championships, potentially the greatest coach to ever coach the game of basketball.
He did.
Excuse me, Coach K.
Nobody can see you on radio put out your finger to say, give me a second key.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was just thinking out loud. And saying to myself, excuse me, Coach K, I think we'll have a table for you in 2 hours. You can leave your number and come back.
Wow.
I mean, that's just, right?
Sorry, Larry Fitzgerald is here. Coach, we're step aside,
Coach,
please.
Yeah, please.
Mr. Fitzgerald,
aside.
We have 50, your table.
50, come
we're
on,
full 50. Right now. Give your name here. Put your name and number down, and we'll call you in 2 hours.
Or the best one when they say, oh, I'm sorry, sir, we're full. There's nobody in the restaurant right now.
Yeah.
All your tables are open.
We're closed.
We're closed. We're closed.
Come back in 2 hours. Here's a pager. We'll page you for table. Here's a pager.
Did you see?
That thing vibrates so hard.
Just sitting there with a pager. That look on his face when he's pissed off. He's like, Sitting there with a pager. So wow. So the Orange Crush region now begins. We'll get into the deeper a little bit later on in the show.
Red Sea.
But it is right now on Key at Key J and Z. You can vote Jacob DeGrom versus Carlos Correa.
Jacob,
I know,
DeGrom.
He's right now. I mean, it's very early. He's barely 200 votes here. He's way ahead already at 91.9% of the votes. So maybe Chris Canty's right. DeGrom could get a table anywhere in the country.
No, New York fans are going to vote for their guy.
We're not. We'll see where it goes.
This is the Orange Crush, right?
Yes.
So how
teams
many
that have orange
like
in their jersey?
Who, right? I mean, Mayfield. Well,
Correa is
Baker,
a very popular
Baker.
Baseball
I mean,
player.
But
Cleveland. Baker.
Baker. Yeah. Baker.
Yeah,
Baker.
You got Vaughn. Baker's Miller. Like, yeah. You got. I mean, it's not.
Baker's like the chosen one right now in Cleveland.
Everybody loves him.
Yeah, but New York is
everybody
going to
hates Houston
dudes,
right
though.
Now. Is that what that's about? All right. So we shall see. Yeah. Again, you can go to at
KJNZ.
To vote.
I was at the game 7.
Keyshawn J. Will Zubin presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So Aaron Rodgers, so the OTAs are going on. Level of surprise that Aaron Rodgers is not there.
Shocking.
Would be in negatives, right? Like about -5, whatever it is. But Matt LaFleur, of course, had to talk about it. And here's what he said about Aaron Rodgers returning to Green Bay.
Aaron definitely knows how we feel about him. How he's such an important part to our football team, such an important part to our organization. And, you know, we're just going to continue to try to work through this and hopefully can get him back in the building at some point.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll get him back in the building at some point. But it's OTA's key, right? Like there's not
when they retire his jersey.
Great surprise. Maybe that's the next time we see him or whenever he shows up there to play as the opponent. But when you think about it this way, if he doesn't return and they have to go with Jordan Love going forward.
Yes.
And then you look at that division now.
Yes.
Is it Minnesota or Chicago that suddenly becomes the team that you look at? I mean, can Green Bay still be a favorite in that division without Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Let me ask you a question.
Because there are not a lot of good teams great teams in that division.
Let me ask you a sarcastic question.
Oh, I love those.
Right? Do you watch football?
Yes.
Every year?
Yes.
Did you see the last time the Green Bay Packers didn't have Aaron Rodgers underneath the center?
Well, oh, you mean, yeah, when he was, yeah.
With Brett Huntley, and Kaiser, and them dudes.
Yeah,
that's what you're going to see. That's what you're getting ready to witness.
Jordan Love is that bad.
It's not that he's that bad. He ain't Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly, when you remove Aaron Rodgers from the equation and you insert another guy in there, this is what you're getting, Kaiser and Huntley. This is not removing Aaron Rodgers. I mean, removing Brett Favre for a guy that the coaches said, we like him better than we like you. Oh. This is not removing Joe Montana and inserting Steve Young.
Right.
They did that because they saw something in Jordan. I mean, in those quarterbacks. The coach, if I can recall, a week or so ago, and I think it was our guy,
Brian Gutekunst?
Gutekunst.
You better jump with a chair on me and start calling him Brian G.
Is on this show, I'm the guy that butchers all the names.
Gutekunst. I think he said that Jordan Love had a long ways to go.
Yeah.
I think that was what he said. So imagine what you're getting ready to see.
Can you imagine if you're Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace and you're walking down the street of Chicago and there is a light beaming from the sky, the sun is out,
yes,
it's hitting your skin, and that's a voice saying, here's your chance. Chicago, here's your chance. Whether you have Andy Dalton or Justin Fields, Key and I think it should be Justin Fields. That's fine. But the waters have parted. This is your opportunity.
But why not Minnesota, though?
Well, Minnesota too, but I'm just saying. For a coach and a GM whose job is on the line. I'm not saying it's not going to be a case in Minnesota too. But you could not have been given a better opportunity.
Oh, they're going to get fired if they don't win the division.
Oh, I understand that. But
if they don't win the division.
If Aaron Rodgers is not playing and they can't win that
division with that defense.
Doesn't win the division.
Oh, they got to chop their head off, man.
Come on, man.
They got to just get rid of them immediately.
I wonder what
Vegas says. If they don't win the division, if there's no Aaron Rodgers, they got to fire him.
So if you're Pace and Nagy, do you want this?
Or
are you
this.
Thinking like, wait a minute, wait, we're not ready for
perfect,
all
no,
that.
I want
perfect
this.
Opportunity,
come on,
man.
It's a perfect opportunity.
Come on.
Now they got to make the right decision at quarterback.
Yes.
It's a perfect opportunity to make the right decision at quarterback.
So wouldn't it make more sense to be a little more maybe conservative and go with the vet?
Why am
early?
I being conservative? I play to win. Who is the best quarterback? Put him on the field. That's Justin Fields? Put him on the field.
But if he's not ready, though, like all the way there.
I think he'll be ready, but then Andy Dalton.
The only thing that I can see why he wouldn't be ready, it won't be because he doesn't know the playbook. We're gonna get that out there before everybody start talking about he's young, the playbook. Let's just stop that damn narrative with these quarterbacks. He's a starting quarterback at Ohio State that had an extensive playbook, period. Mm-hmm. It is not the offense that Urban Meyer ran when he was there. Ryan Day's offense is more pro-style ready than anybody. So let's not let people put that out there in the universe. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Preach.
Just stop it. Andy Dalton, as far as arm talent goes, he's not better than Justin Fields. He's just not. And then when you've put in the leg, Andy still can run around and do some stuff, but Justin Fields just looks right. He looks right.
It's more experience than anything else is why I would say
that. Yeah, turnovers. The only thing that you could think of is if he's going to throw the ball in places that he probably shouldn't because he believes his arm talent is so superior and he's young and naive.
All young quarterbacks go through that.
That's the only thing. But if you're a good coach, you can get that. You can coach that out of him based on your game plan, not putting him in situations that will force him to do those sort of things.
It's going to be interesting in that division again. All deciding, all the dominoes that fall after Aaron Rodgers if he doesn't show up. Just quickly here, a tweet by Diana Russini. My takeaway from hearing any Packers press conference is Jordan Love has a long way to go. And then in parentheses she said, which doesn't mean he's bad. It just means he might not be ready just yet. Coming up, Clippers going to clip. So can this Clippers team ever win a chip? That's after Key has this from Indeed.
Need to hire people fast? Indeed can help you beat the clock with powerful hiring tools like Instant Match. Just sponsor a job and Indeed will send you a list of resumes from Indeed's database on the spot. They also have 135 skill tests for things like computer proficiency or customer service talent so you can find the right candidates faster. Do you know 10 hires are made every minute on Indeed? Just goes to show when you need people for work, Indeed works. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Three-pointer by AD. It's good. What a huge three by Anthony Davis.
Since last year, he's always been on me about perfection. You know, I got to the point where I don't need Bron to come and tell me what I need to do. I know now.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
LeBron around a pick from Anthony Davis. Three by LeBron. Good! And that could be it. 103-94, 45 seconds remaining in the game.
That was the call. ESPN LA 710. LeBron James, Anthony Davis. They lead the Lakers to a 109-102 Game 2 win over the Suns, tying up the series at 1 as it now heads back to LA. AD, 34 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 blocks following a 13-point performance in Game 1. Remember, that was tied for his fewest points in a postseason game in his career. LeBron, 23-9-4, and that big three that you just heard in the final minute. Lakers, 6-0 in the postseason following a loss when LeBron James is on the team. Opponents averaging under 100 points a game in those games. To the other team in L.A., the Clippers lose again. They lost to the Mavericks last night, 127-121, and Dallas has a 2-0 lead in the series as it heads back to Dallas, or heads to Dallas, I should say, for Game 3. The Mavs, the 32nd team in NBA history to win the first two games of a best-of-seven on the road. 27 of the previous 31 went on to win the series. The Clippers entered the series with a 65% chance to win it, according to ESPN's VPI. Now, just a 25% chance to win it. Kawhi, PG, you better show up. Deshaun Watson's attorney, Rusty Harden, reiterated Tuesday that Watson is not currently in settlement discussions with the women suing him. Watson maintains he wants any settlement amounts to be public, although the two sides could mediate in confidentiality, as is customary. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. Did you know Indeed has 135 skills tests to help you screen for the experience your company needs? Not frisbee throwing or whistling with your fingers, but essential skills like computer proficiency or customer service. Find your next great hire at Indeed.com/credit. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Zubin.
Alan, can I tell you something last night?
Go for it.
There was a play
where
LeBron kicked the ball at the KCP last night. KCP didn't shoot. We just showed it a little bit on TV. If you could have seen the intensity on LeBron James' face, like his forehead was on KCP's forehead and said, you better shoot the ball next time.
Right.
You better shoot the ball next time. Literally, that was the type of intensity that the Lakers played with last night, and that's why people had them favored to win the series.
He had to check Caruso one time, too.
Yeah, he did. He was checking everything. He set the tone.
Well, that's what a great player does, and that's why AD said, he didn't have to talk to me. I kind of – like you.
Him
just
not
do.
Talking is him talking.
But he that's checked what great Caruso. Players do, man. I was like, yeah, Caruso, if I was you, I'd figure it out real quick.
Get back on it. That's one L.A. team. The other one, the Clippers, they're in one right now down 0-2, and let's talk about – that and more with Frank Isola, who joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. Frank Isola from the Yes Network also, and Around the Horn panelists. You see him there many times. Frank, good morning. So let's start with the Clippers, because my question for you is, if we're sitting there listening to Tyronn Lue after the game talk about his team and how all is well, I'm not worried, nothing to worry about here with my team, down 0-2 going on the road, what would your reaction be?
First of all, how are you guys doing? Yeah, I'd be real worried, because let's remember, they lost their final three games in the bubble, so that's now five straight losses that they've had in the playoffs, and they arranged this. They purposely lost their last two games so they could play Dallas, and they wanted to avoid the Lakers, and like I keep saying, they're going to avoid the Lakers if they keep playing like this. They won't ever have to worry about playing LeBron James in the playoffs. You know, it's funny, too, about the Clippers. I just thought it was a bad look for them, because really, as an organization, they've never accomplished anything. They've never been to a conference finals, yet you're trying to arrange how it's going to end up for you, and it's backfiring. They haven't played well at home, and you know you wanted to play Luka Doncic. Go knock yourself out. Now you have to go on the road and win there in Dallas. And hey, listen, even if Dallas takes one at home, now you're going to be playing three more elimination games in the series, so they're in a lot of trouble. And if they end up losing this, and with Kawhi with the ability to opt out, let the Kawhi to the Nick rumor start up by the weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Frank, don't.
Or
Golden State. My goodness.
All right, you said
you just
State.
Did it. You just did it, Frank. A lot of people, I take that back. Some people were saying that Kawhi Leonard is the best player in basketball. The best player in basketball. What do you think after watching Kawhi over the last couple of years? I mean, last night he did have 30 in the first half, but seemed to kind of dissipate in the second half.
Well, the guy is an unbelievable player. He's a two-time finals MVP. But let's remember, the championship that he won in Toronto, and that's great. Kevin Durant only played 12 minutes in that in the series. And in the 12 minutes he played, his team ended up winning that game. So I watched Kevin. I was in Brooklyn last night. I saw Kevin Durant. I saw what LeBron James did last night. If you're asking me to draft players today, I'm taking Kevin Durant or LeBron James before I'm going to take Kawhi Leonard. Great, great player. But I will say this for Kawhi, and I think him being quiet and him being a little flaky, it's pretty good. Because if LeBron James and Kevin Durant had done this over the past couple of years, they'd be getting a lot more criticism than Kawhi gets. Because everything that happened last year, and I know you've been on this, Jay, you went after me on Get Up for saying this. I love player empowerment. But when things didn't work out last year with the Clippers, the guy that skated was Kawhi Leonard. Mm. Doc Rivers ended up getting fired because of it. So at some point, Kawhi Leonard, you know, you're the one that wanted this. We now have to see the results on the court.
Well, you know, Frank, hey, you mentioned I got fired. That's true. it's one of the greatest things in the mysteries of being an L.A. guy. The Clippers clipped again. No, I'm just kidding. So when you
– pretty good invitation, though, of Doc.
When you look at the Clippers, though, in the situation that they put themselves in, where do they go from here? Where did Ty Lue, who thinks that, hey, that's not a big deal being down 2-0, we can go into Dallas and try and even the score?
Well, this is, you know, this could be a turning point for the franchise in a positive way, because now it's going to be really hard to win this series. And you guys mentioned the odds, what they are, and how many teams have been down 0-2 in a series, losing the first two games at home, and they don't come back and win. Maybe this will be a turning point for them. And Paul George, it's, to me, you know, if it's always about the superstars, it has to be about the superstars now. They're the guys that you have to look for, and you know, they're going to need Rondo to do something. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Ty Lue, a lot of pressure on Kawhi and Paul George, because Doc Rivers was the one that had to take the fall. And there'll be pressure on that coaching staff. And think about Steve Ballmer. He's got all the money in the world, but there is something to be said about having some toughness out there, guys that can come through in the clutch, and you just have not seen it with the Clippers. Remember, guys, five straight losses in the playoffs for them right now.
Frank, this guy next to me is itching right now, so I'm going to get to it. What do the Knicks need to do to bounce back in game two?
I wasn't even going there.
Well, if I'm the Knicks, I look at it this way. Your best player, Julius Randle, didn't have a good game, and you still had a lead in the fourth quarter, and you had a chance to win that game. So I think that he'll play a lot better. I think tonight is going to be – I think if game one was insane, I think game two – the crowd is really going to be into it. You know, Trae Young kind of egging them on after what happened during the game. I think the Knicks will figure it out. I know a lot of people are talking about the point guard situation. Tom loves going with defense. That's why Alfred Payton has been starting. But he goes quick. You know, he goes pretty quickly to Derrick Rose. The one thing we know, and when Tom's coaching a team, they're going to be prepared. But I think it also speaks to, and Allen knows, as he's there every game. You know, the Knicks' talent is not great. They play hard all the time. When you get to the playoffs now, you know, all these teams that didn't play hard every game like the Knicks did, now you look at the talent. The Hawks have really good talent. And sometimes that does, you know, win in the end, because everyone's playing hard at this time of year. Everyone is trying to defend. You know, the Knicks had the great, great regular season. I still believe they're going to win this series, but I think there is a talent discrepancy.
Frank, and we also have the mayor, you know, stepping in too. Thank God for that, right? For de Blasio. Yeah.
Really love what he has to,
you know, really. If it wasn't for him, I don't know how they would have made it to game two.
Frank, don't you think they need to go under all ball screens with Trae Young, try to force him to be that guy, let him score 50 instead of letting him be a facilitator?
That might not be the worst thing, and I don't know what you guys thought about the last possession, but I think, you know, Frank Ntilikina, after seeing what had happened with Trae Young when he was drawing fouls by stopping short, draws a little bit of contact, I think that Ntilikina was worried about fouling. So when he went past him, he did come pretty close, I guess, to deflecting the ball from behind. But I think you're right about that, Jay. And, you know, when Jeff Van Gundy coached the Knicks, the one thing when they played Michael Jordan, and this was even true the game right before Jeff called him a con man, and that became a big thing in Chicago, the Knicks would kind of let Michael Jordan go off. And then late in the game, they would start to double him to get the ball out of his hands. So that game when Michael Jordan scored 50, and everybody said, oh, this is Jeff's fault because you got, you know, Michael Jordan fired up, as if Michael Jordan can't score 50 on everybody. They doubled Michael late, and Michael struggled. And maybe, you know, it's something like that. They just have to change up. The one thing about defense, Tom will figure that out. The team will be prepared to play. I just think Julius Randle needs to do a little bit more, because Allen knows this. I mean, Jay, you're from the area as well, and Keyshawn being out in L.A. When the superstars don't come through, those are the guys that get it. And if Patrick Ewing or Carmelo Anthony had played like that in game one, they'd be hearing it for a couple of days.
Frank, when it comes to the Nets, after watching last night's game, I called the series at halftime. I mean, it's just, you know, like it just looks like the Celtics. Like Jay was joking, we were on the text chain last night. It was again, 3-2-1 Cancun, right? Like that's really where we were at on the Celtics side of things. But not to take away from the Nets, it's just Boston isn't putting up much of a resistance. But I've watched the Nets in those first two games. Now that we've seen these three guys together on the court, which we didn't get a lot of that during the regular season, And it convinced me enough to think there's no one in the East that has enough
Wrong.
To not only stop them, but even just keep up with them offensively. They just seem like they've got too much, and they don't need a lot of time to have chemistry. Am I out of my mind to think that they – I'm not saying faux, but it might be 5-5-5.
Yeah, I know. And I think the whole chemistry thing was a little overrated. Great players figure it out somehow. You know, if you go to the regular season, the Nets blew them out, blew out Boston in two games, and then the one game that was close, Harden didn't play, Kevin Durant didn't play, and Kyrie Irving went 4-for-19, and the Nets still won the game. Mm-hmm. You know, offensively, they're so good. And last night, Joe Harris scored 16 points in the first quarter, so it's almost unfair. But, you know, if those three guys on the court, now Joe Harris can't miss a shot. And what you love about the Nets, and I think the three of them understand that there's really only one result that's going to satisfy everyone, including themselves, is winning a championship. Right. And they've all been incredibly unselfish. And I know Kyrie's had his moments this year off the court, but on the court, Kyrie has played really well. And when he's defended really well. And James Harden was playing like an MVP before he got hurt. And then you have Kevin Durant who – like, you know, I watch him play, and he's now, I think, played 37 games in a Net uniform. And the guy, we all know this, but when you see it, you know, night in and night out, the guy never makes a bad play. Hmm. You know, he plays hard. He takes great shots. He's unselfish. He's a good teammate. He defends. He rebounds. He is the very definition of a superstar. And you know that this is special to him. You know, I was up in Toronto that night when he blew out his Achilles. It was brutal to see a great, great player like that go down. You know, so when he played the other night, that was almost his first playoff game in 2 years. And let's remember, guys, when he was healthy and going to the finals, he won two championships and he was the finals MVP. Mm-hmm. So this guy, it's just a different level superstar. Kind of getting back to what you guys said about Kawhi. I think Kawhi is great. I just look at Kevin Durant. It's just a different level superstar. He's so big. He's so difficult to defend. He's built for moments like this, and he's been terrific in the first two games.
Yeah, and he's surrounded by two guys that are going to facilitate and Harden as well. But that supporting cast doesn't get enough credit. You mentioned Harris. I mean, a lot of those guys. Blake Griffin, you know, coming up big, and Jeff Green. Landry Shamet was all over the place drawing fouls. Like, they have themselves. It's not just three guys to lead them. Their supporting cast, which the Clippers certainly can't say that. Frank, I know you got your show. Thanks so much for the time. Good to chat with you.
Thanks, Frank.
Keep up the good work, guys. Take care.
All right, Frank Isola on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Just what he's mentioning there, though, about the Nets, I think is Joe Harris is going to make a game-winning shot in the playoffs at some point.
Oh, yeah. I think you're wrong, though. I think you're wrong about it's going to be a cakewalk for the Nets.
When I say cakewalk,
I know,
mean,
but you said 4-4-4, joking around, maybe 4-5-4. I'm just trying to tell you, Milwaukee's going to be – those two teams offensively and the way they also defend, and if you watch the game last night, the intensity defensively picked up for Brooklyn a ton.
Yes,
I've never seen Brooklyn play that hard defensively. That game, that series, if it gets there, Milwaukee and Brooklyn, is going to be like an Eastern Conference Finals sense of urgency for those
two
teams.
For the second round, yeah.
That can go 6 or 7, man, because Giannis will take on the responsibility of trying to guard KD. And there are pieces that Drew Holiday on Kyrie or James, like, there are good matchups there.
But that's the part I think. Key, I feel like the Milwaukee has two guys, but they don't have the third. Chris Middleton is a great offensive player, but he's not the defender that you need, because if you're going to put Drew Holiday on Kyrie, well, who's going to guard James?
And then if you go Holiday on James, who's going to guard Kyrie? If you cancel out KD and Giannis, I know that because Giannis is big, just – I don't know, man. Watching Brooklyn last night
– yeah, right? Yeah, they had that look.
It's just something about no matter who you put on Kyrie right now. I told Jay this. I like him.
I'm glad you're coming over to that side.
But I ain't never not like him.
I know, but a lot
– but
seeing it.
I have always liked him. But sometimes it takes me – to sit down and just watch without any interruptions or anything. And I was able to sit and just watch him without anything and say to myself,
he's good.
Pretty damn good. I don't give a damn what they say about his head. He pretty good.
Now, speaking of that, though, and we'll get into this a little bit later on the show, he goes to Boston for the first time since he left. And that certainly is going to be a different scene.
For the playoffs. He's been there because he went there before with the Sage. And,
yeah, but you know what I mean. Like to be in the playoffs against them, the Celtics aren't putting up resistance, but the crowd, in Boston certainly will, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. KJZ presented by Progressive Insurance. You went
good. I didn't have that kind of stuff in my bag, man.
No, he had. I was like, but I bet you had that.
I had a little bit, but he's always been a wizard with the ball, man.
So OTA's going on right now, guys, and Aaron Rodgers might not show up. Some of the main guys might not show up, but Dak Prescott went through everything except full 11-on-11 drills with Dallas. The end of practice walkthrough as well Tuesday. Cleared another hurdle in his return from the dislocated and compound fracture in the right ankle. So Mike McCarthy said Prescott will likely follow a similar protocol throughout the rest of the offseason program. But he won't be held back when the Cowboys open training camp in July. Now here's Dak talking about his recovery, how he's feeling, and keeping himself healthy.
I wouldn't say I'm necessarily limited. I think we're just being cautious and being smart in the fact of I'm not doing things when there's a pass rush or guys, you know, potentially falling at the legs or so or something of that nature. But as far as saying I can't do drills or I can't do something, I'm pretty much full go. It felt great. I mean, after long months of recovery and just rehab of just main goal is just getting back out there with my teammates, getting back on the field, running the huddle, building that camaraderie on the field. I was just excited yesterday and carrying over today, but so much that we can build on as a team and me personally. But I'm just excited to know that the game is back and I'm able to be a part of it.
I don't know. You guys are going to think I'm crazy. I find it remarkable that he's at this stage already. That injury at the moment felt like
it was something
it's going to be a while.
Yeah, because, you know, reports and people have their own theories about injuries when they're not doctors or they're getting information, but they're not getting all the information because they're not the doctor looking at the scan or performing the surgery or even to a point where understanding that in all honesty, and not because I play for the Cowboys, they probably got one of the best training staffs in all of professional sports. All of professional sports. I broke my ankle when I was with the Cowboys. I was back running in 6 weeks. Okay, snapped it. Still got a pin and a rod in it to this day. Hurt it against the Giants.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. I was after my surgery. I was because it's the rehab. It's all of the sort of things that Jim and Brett and Greg put together the program for you to be able to do. When I'm watching Dak on those bags right there, I already know. I'm like, and I'm watching him walk. There's no limp to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, he's straight. He's 100% straight because they wouldn't have given him. They wouldn't have been negotiating with him the way they was negotiating with him if they wasn't going to sign him and bring him back if they didn't think he was healthy. Nobody gives money away.
Of course.
They just don't. I don't give a damn how much money they got. They're not trying to give it away, Jay. And this was for the last 6 months I've been saying the whole time while everybody was running around, chickens with their heads cut off, trying to figure out, is Russell Wilson going to the Cowboys? Is Deshaun Watson going to the Cowboys? They should trade him and give up this. He can't come back on this injury. What if he – oh, it's like, no. They're not going to do that. They're going to pay this man because they have the intel inside the building, Jay, to know whether or not he's going to be healthy. And they paid him, and he'll take the first snap opening day.
We live in a world where Dak Prescott will not get the benefit of the doubt coming back off injury. Like most times when a guy comes off an injury, you're like, all right, give him some time to settle in.
Yeah.
But considering he's on America's team, which is a polarizing subject to begin with.
In that division.
Considering everything Key just said about – should it be Russell Wilson? Should we get somebody else in there? You will have a whole bunch of people that if he does not perform to the standard of what they expect the Dallas Cowboys to be. I told you he wasn't worth the four-year, $160 million contract. I told you he wasn't worth the money. So Dak understands that going into this season. I think he's going to outperform expectations. But still, it's about – it all comes down to me that defense has – that offense has all the firepower in the world. How will that defense perform? If that defense performs – this team is dangerous.
If Dan Quinn could get the defense to play at the level, if you think about it, prior to Dak's injury, he was completing almost 70% of his passes.
Oh, they're the best offense in the league. I mean, they were putting up prolific close numbers.
To close to it, yeah.
They're the best offense.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say best offense in the league.
One of the best.
They're one of the best, yes.
They
were, Kansas City is the best offense
that won
in the league.
Super Bowl,
they were putting up prolific numbers right before the injury.
Yeah, but they were also 1-3.
Yeah, they were giving up.
Yeah, they were giving up a lot on the defensive side. But
the defense was prolific, too.
Dak Prescott had 9 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, 2 of the interceptions I discount because they were tip balls.
So when you look at his style and what he was doing and engineering the offense, they've got to get the offensive line shored up. They had one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League over the last several years, and then all of a sudden they started falling apart. A guy, somebody retired, another guy opted out. Then all of a sudden the injuries started coming. If they can put that offensive line back intact, get Zeke back going at the level that he's capable of going, then I think when Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb and the rest of those guys that's on the skill position side of the ball, they certainly could be one of the most prolific offenses mm-hmm. in the NFC.
And so you feel like there'll be no drop-off athletically for Dak right away? Like there'll be no drop-off? He'll
looking
be the
at
same
him.
Exact player. There'll be no limitations.
Dr. Johnson just saw him run around.
Yeah, you're just
and
watching.
I'm watching him run around, and I'm like, okay, so there's
– Dr. Johnson.
That's what – he's not – he was never Michael Vick. He's not Lamar Jackson, right? But he is certainly a weapon with his legs, and he's going to be able to still do those sort of things. He's oozing with confidence. Simply say it.
Whenever Keith says Dr. Johnson, I'm like, well, you did stay at a Holiday Inn Express one time. And then he goes, what?
Yeah, he does.
I've never stayed at a Holiday Inn.
Free coffee?
I'm like, you don't get the right – jeez. Only Keith. I've never stayed at
really
a Holiday Inn
Express. He doesn't really watch regular TV either.
Streaming. I learned that not too long ago.
It's a very interesting conversation in Dallas, no doubt. So no concern for the Clippers. What about the Packers? Lots to talk about. No concern in Green Bay, but is there?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.